To respond properly,
very little disruptive or investigative action was taken to tackle these very dangerous individuals, and children were left to be abused by them and subsequently by their associates.
That's Child Protection Specialist Malcolm Newsom speaking about his 173-page report covering 2004 to 2013. Greater Manchester's Mayor Andy Burnham says victims were appallingly failed. Chief Constable Stephen Watson has offered his heartfelt findings are shocking, stark and shameful. Officials in an Icelandic fishing town are trying to ensure lava from an erupted volcano doesn't flow into it. It's the second time that's happened in Grindavik, in the southwest of the country. Geophysicist Professor Magnus Tumi Gudmundsson says emergency workers hastily constructed defensive walls, but they've not been fully completed.
If the eruption declines, as they tend to do, then there is a good chance that these levees, these defences that have been built with are only 3 to 4 meters high, will direct the lava past the northern part of town.
The Defence Secretary is refusing to rule out more UK military strikes against Houthi rebels in Yemen. Rishi Sunak will make a common statement later about Britain's joint operation with the US last week, designed to deter attacks on ships. A 31-year-old man's been charged over an alleged plot to disrupt the London Stock Exchange. Sean Middleborough from Liverpool is due in court today. It's claimed that commuters who cycle to work are less likely to be prescribed antidepressants. Researchers say the exercise reduces the risk of mental health issues, especially among women. And that's the latest from the Sky News Centre. I'm Tanya Snuggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Right, let's have a look at the weather. 2 degrees, sunny and a gentle breeze. It is looking nice out there, but it is so cold. You might even need, you need gloves today for sure. Should stay sunny up until about 4 o'clock, and then overnight, be warned that it could go down to -3, -4 overnight. Feeling very cold.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Welcome. what sort of greeting was that? Welcome. I feel like a town crier. Do you remember those, the bells? Welcome. You're listening to Michelle Wood on Phoenix 98 FM. Thanks so much to Mikey Porter for the last 3 hours of broadcasting brilliance. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. You got me for the next 3 hours. Welcome. I don't think I've ever said that before on the radio in all the time I've been doing radio. Oh, dear. Let's have a look now. Monday. Now, apparently, this is, I think it is the saddest, it's meant to be the saddest day of the year. National Sadness Day, apparently. It's the day of the year when people are just coming out from Christmas, New Year. Maybe your New Year's resolutions haven't gone so well. You might be waiting for your wages. It seems like a long month due to Christmas, blah, 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 blah. And, it's meant to be unhappy. Now, on a serious note, if you are feeling very, very down, don't forget there's lots of people that you can chat. So always pick up the phone to a friend, family. If you can't talk to them, talk to somebody else, because it is, if you are feeling very, very down, it's always good to have a chat with somebody and make yourself feel a little brighter. Just that conversation with somebody can pick you up and make you feel brighter. So today, it's apparently like a bit of a downer day for a lot of people. As I said, because of Christmas and spending and me having to have a new boiler, I should feel very down today as well. Hopefully by Thursday, I should have the engineering. It's been over 10 days now. It will be, I think. I'm getting used to it, not having any heating. Saying that, it's going to be -4 tonight, so I don't know whether... I'll be having some extra blankets this evening. But I'm kind of getting used to it. You do get used to it, but you do feel cold. I've come into the studio and it goes into your... I can't describe it. It seems to go into your bone cold. So it's like I feel warm, but my joints feel a bit kind of, you know, could be age, though. Let's be fair. Let's be fair, it could be age. I had a nice day yesterday. I went to Battles Bridge, if you've never been and you fancy a trip out. Loads of antiques there and bric-a-brac. It was like walking into my mum or my nan's house. You know when they've got, and you see, go, oh, I remember that. Lots of things from when I was a kid, like, you know, bits of furniture and loads of, like, pottery and stuff. And you see something, you go, oh, we had one of those. And then see it's about worth about £500, you know. Well, no, but most of the stuff there, you can get some really nice little bits and pieces. And it's really reasonable. There's loads of places there. There's a vinyl shop as well. He's brilliant. You can have loads of people putting out, getting their vinyl collections back out, or starting vinyl collections if they didn't remember the first time around, and putting stuff on a stereo, you know, proper old record player, and getting that... I can't describe... You know that noise when... If you know about putting a needle on a vinyl, you get that kind of noise. I can't do it. It goes... kind of like that. And then the music obviously starts. But when I was looking around at the vinyl shop at the weekend at Battlesbridge, the main thing I noticed was there was so much incredible photography and artwork on a lot of the covers. And I mean, I know bands still do that, but there's just something about an LP cover with a really, like, iconic picture. There was ones of, like, Blondie and Dire Straits. You're looking at that era. There was stuff before that, stuff from the 80s, 90s. It's just brilliant. Some rare ones from the Jam and all sorts of things. So yeah, it was good. So I had a mooch around there. There's one building there at Battlesbridge, which is over four floors. On each floor, they've just got antiques, or not, I say antiques, it's like bric-a-brac everywhere. That's really good. At the top, you've got a nice little cafe. You have a cup of tea and have a look over the lock. It takes me a bit of time to get to the top. I have to go, you know, I couldn't do all those stairs in one go. But yeah, it was nice. If you've never been, it's some way to go on a... It's nice to go on a Sunday. You know, have a mooch. I've been over there quite a few times now. Oh, lovely. I made a very good spaghetti bolognese this weekend. That's my... that was a highlight. And also on Friday, I did a recording with my mate Joshua. Now, all the times you put stuff together, when you're a musician, you try and think, I've got to have this really good video because, you know, people are going to see it and I've got to look brilliant. So there's me sat there with my duffel coat on in Joshua's front room. And we just did a version of, I Will Survive, but like a jazzy version. My double chin was wobbling about for everyone to see. I looked a bit of a mess. Joshua always looks cool. And it's got loads of hits and people joining in on it on TikTok and adding their own bits of music to it and singing along. So I'm really pleased. Just shows you sometimes when you just put stuff out there that's real, people seem to like it more than, you know, fake stuff. Having said that, there is an amazing filter on TikTok of Angelina Jolie. So in bed last night, I was sat there. If I do a bit of singing, sometimes I don't have any makeup on and I just put the, you know, it's quite scary, but anyway, I just do it just to, because I can't be bothered to get out of bed and put makeup on. And sometimes I get the urge to sing late at night when I'm in bed. And I saw this filter and I put it on and I just sat there smiling. I mean, it put Angelina Jolie's face on top of mine. And as I was smiling and blinking my eyes, it was like, wow, this is what it feels like to look like Angelina Jolie. And it was amazing. I think the thing was, because she's got quite a slim little nose, big eyes and the big lips. And that's what I thought, oh, actually, I'm really impressed with that. What a great filter. I think it's for her from probably about 20 years ago. So probably at the time she was doing, I can't remember. What was that? I used to play the game all the time and I can't think of it. If you know it, tell me. It was the game that was made into film. Forgotten what it is. Lara Croft, there we go. But it was great just to see yourself. What would I look like as Angelina Jolie? And I tell you what, I look pretty nice. Well, it was a filter, so obviously it wasn't real life. But yeah, I thought it was okay. Now, I have a question of the day-ish. Because we kind of stopped doing that a while back, but I do put up a little question now and again. And it's this. When you drop something sentimental, okay, like a cup, a glass, maybe it's pieces, whatever it is, but it's broken. Do you try to fix it, bin it, it's had its time, put it in a box and forget about it, or something else. So when you drop something that's sentimental, like it could be a bit of jewellery, maybe a cup, something you've had from your parents, it could be anything china, you know, just something that you've broken. Do you try and fix it? Do you bin it because it's had its time? You put it in a box and forget about it. Or is it something else? Let me know. You can get involved, all the W's, facebook.com/eatmybrunch or Miss Michelle Ward. And you can find me across Instagram and TikTok under Eat My Brunch as well. We've got some brand new music coming up from the JoJo Man Band with I Was Mad Back Then, which is a great track. But let's kick off now with some Calvin Harris. This is Stay With Me.
Hey, it's a mess out there. They can leave, but we don't care. We'll stay. I'm good right here. I've been waiting for you all year. Come play. Make a mess right here. Do whatever. I like it weird. Okay. Let him disappear. Say whatever you want to hear. Just say.
Best.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groom, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. About your kind.
something, something, something. I'll have to play.
Buona vita.
Good life, good life, good life, good life.
Now, I just realised in my excitement to play this, it's Alan Johnson. Hi, Alan, who has a fantastic folder of sort of 80s, 90s dance tracks. And that is the Bono Vista Good Life version from 1988. I thought, wait a minute, what's he saying? I do like the song, though. I thought we'd get it a little bit, you know, get you a bit moving. I'm going to stand up and try and move today as well, a little bit, just from side to side, just to try and... I've got to tell you what happened. When I was going in to look at some of the shops at Battlesbridge, I said, are you all right? Said the person. I said, yeah, I'm fine. I said, are you all right to get up those steps? I went, yeah, I'm okay just to get... Because there was a couple of steps going into the record shop. Are you okay to get up the steps? I went, yes, I am. And then I suddenly went, oh! They just started laughing as my back went straight up my leg. It's one of those things you can't help. Well, I can't at the moment. I definitely need to get some weight off. That might help in a situation, possibly. Who knows? As she said, I've just already eaten two chocolate biscuits. I've only been here 10 minutes. 20 minutes, rather. Coming up next, we've got some ads. And then we've got that wonderful track, which is called Would You Be Mine, which I've been playing and playing because I love it so much. And you can check him out. It's Stefan Mahendra online.
Phoenix FM.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Now, it just made me laugh. You have to be very careful with what you say on the radio when you're talking about your personal life and things that you get up to. I am very careful what I say, not to mention people's names if I've been out and doing stuff. But the person who was, are you okay to get up that step, has just messaged me and is laughing. Are you okay going up the step? And then the words crash. What happened was, I said, are you okay getting up the step? And I said, yeah, I'm all right. And then all of a sudden I was like, ow! You know, I was, what's that? Oh, I like it. Is that they new blinds there, Rob? They look very nice. I'm looking at these blinds. Oh, are you doing your accounts, are you? I can't see. Yes, it is doing your account. I've already done mine. There wasn't much to do, to be fair, but mine are already done. I've never got to sign them, actually, before, because I give them to an accountant. I don't bother doing the rest of it, whatever, you know, I let them do it because I don't want to get in trouble. I've got no idea. I just give them the details, invoices and money in, money out. It was a shameful, pitiful look, actually, this year. Probably one of the worst years. The last 12 months been the worst financial 12 months I think I've ever had. But never mind, eh? Here's Stefan Mahendra with Would You Be Mine. Stop listening to me out there. Stop it.
Lately I've been losing myself in you, babe. But I don't mind, 'cause I know it better as two. I don't wanna go another day or night without your love. Oh, baby, would you be mine? you be mine? Cause I know what love is true. I don't wanna go another day without your love. Oh, baby, would you mind? Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Can I be the
10:29, let's have a little bit of 80s. Here's the Human League with Mirror Man.
Change up. like thunder and lightning. You heard me without trying. A tempestuous rising. No, I don't like to be this way. And you're Jekyll and hiding. Are you real or are you lying? So stop with your crying. I can't handle it now. You tell me. Spreading the word is over. If that's how you feel, then you should go. Don't come around saying I still want you. 1 minute you say you're a team, then you're telling me you can't breathe. Well, you should set me free, baby, if you're over me. Yesterday you said I'm the one, but now you say you're done. Stop telling me what I need, baby, if you're over me. There you go, there I said it. Don't look at me all offended. You played games till it ended. I've got to look out for me. I won't say that it's easy. Oh, I know I hate leaving. But you can't keep deceiving. Does it make you feel good? You tell everyone our love went cold. Going around spreading the word it's over. Come around saying I still want you. 1 minute you say you're a team, then you're telling me you can't breathe. Well, you should set me free, baby, if you're over me. Yesterday you said I'm the one, but now you say you're done. Stop telling me what I need, baby, if you're over me. If you're over me, if you're over me. Stop telling me what I need, baby, if you're over me. How long can a love remain? Time never could heal this.
can be. One day, the track that you're climbing gets steep. Your emotions frayed and your nerves starting to creep. Just remember the days, as long as the time that you keep. Brother, you better watch out for the skinny. Better watch out for the skinny. Better watch out for the skinny. Better watch out for the skin deep.
At the moment, and it's on the A-list. Here's Jungkook with Usher standing next to you. I'll be back to some traffic and travel right after this. Love it.
Survive the test of time. I swear that I'll be ready. Standing next to you. off right here. You feel it?
Coast.
We rolling yet?
Coast.
Yeah. Coast.
What a tune.
Love it.
We've got a brand new A-list here on Phoenix FM, so make sure you check it out. I can't even get the radio station. Great. All the W's, phoenixfm.com.
Phoenix FM travel news.
All right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel. Looks like the temporary traffic lights on the A1023 has gone, but there are some at the A1023 High Street both ways at Crown Street, so be aware. Also, let's have a look. Lane closed on entry ramp due to long-term construction. M25 anti-clockwise at junction 28 of the A12. Brentwood Brook Street roundabout. Expect delays down one lane. Traffic back to the roundabout. It's fine at the moment. Running okay at the moment. No problems. Heading down towards the M25 and going right the way down to Lakeside is clear, and coming back through the tunnel up to the A12. That's also looking clear. No issues there. So pretty quiet on the roads at the moment. Oh, I've got starting to itch again my hair. I'm doing a thing now. This is going to sound really scummy, and I don't care because I'm going to tell you. I have, my hair type, as you know, is a bit broom-like. I have very thick hair, and it's coarse. So it doesn't matter what conditioner I put on. It can make a tad of a difference, okay? But my hair is naturally dry and coarse, and it's always been the same way. I think when I was a kid, I think all children have that beautiful kind of like hair, don't they? Or very curly, but it's always got a bit of a gloss to it. It's never really dry hair. And my hair was sort of wavy, not really massively curly, I don't think, until I got a little bit older. Then it did go quite curly. But my hair's coloured, and I'm only at the moment, because I have, you know, it's so cold in the house, I started to wash my hair. Actually, I started doing this over the last month. I'm only washing my hair once a week. Now, there's people out there going, oh, bleh, Michelle, how could you? But for my hair, because it's because I've got such dry hair, it works quite well. And it seems to calm it down a bit. So, you know, I might towards like day 5, to be fair, have to use a little bit of dry shampoo. Only a tiny bit, because I know it's not particularly very good for hair. But I'm trying to leave it a week without putting it, and not putting too much product on it either when I first blow dry my hair. And that seems to work for me. In the summer, I wash it more because it can dry naturally. Now I can't. It's too cold. But I don't think it's looking too bad. It might, like, it still smells all right. It's only been a couple of days. No, I washed it on Saturday. But I would say to you, if you see me and you come out and say, hi, Michelle, it's lovely, don't give me a hug or smell my hair by day 5, because it's probably not the best thing in the world. But yeah, I don't know, I think it's all right. I've got a load of, my friend bought me for Christmas some Chanel, or Chanel, as my mum would say, some Chanel fragrance hair. Not because I have smelly hair, she just bought that anyway. But she had the bottle engraved as well. I was so, my eyesight's so bad, I didn't see it. She had to tell me. How embarrassing. A lovely little message.
Just to own you. They can't tell, but I love you. 'Cause you know you, baby, I love when you're submissive. You love it when I break skin. You feel pain without flinching. So say you
down, hands on my neck while you push it up, and I'm screaming.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow...
No.
And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yeah, if you're fancying getting away on a trip, oh, that'd be lovely, isn't it? Get all the headache taken out of it. Just get in contact with our sponsors here, Not Just Travel, and get away somewhere nice and sunny. I'm thinking about it myself. Possibly going to Barcelona. I fancy a little bit of sunshine for a couple of days, you know, just a little bit of sunshine. Although, once I've paid for the boiler, I probably won't be doing any sunshine for quite a while, I would think. Yeah. I've not heard this song before, I don't think. This is Ultravox with a track which is called Brilliant.
Join me, Andy Gardner, on Phoenix 98 FM for Under the Radar every Monday at 6 to 8pm. I'll be playing the week's new independent and alternative releases from across the globe, my album of the week, interviews, news and live sessions from local artists. That's Under the Radar every Monday at 6 here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Every Monday, 8 till 10pm, tune into my show. Turn It Up with Vixter, playing you the latest in electronic music, with updates on gigs, live DJ sets, new releases, and my track of the week. Turn It Up with Vixter, every Monday, 8 till 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM.